Chapter 1. Not for the first time, Kathy wished her mum had written this stuff down. Her gaze swept the worktop as she tied a band into her honey blonde hair to get it out of the way. Whenever she did this, there always seemed to be one stubborn, greying lock that wanted to escape, and it did so now, falling into her eyeline. She blew it out of the way, not bothering to tether it back with the rest of her waves. It would only come loose again anyway. Flour, eggs, butter, baking powder, all the usual ingredients. But Kathy knew there was a secret ingredient, if she could just remember what it was. But the days of her mother writing it down were long gone, along with the days when Kathy would have watched more carefully and made notes. There were other recipes, of course. There were books and books, recipes all over the internet, but they wouldn't be the same. They wouldn't be her mother's recipe. With a heavy sigh, she went over to the kitchen table and sat down. Her eyes were drawn to the window, where the November sun streamed in and lit the room with a sort of clean, fresh daylight that came only with the brightest and coldest of winter days. The tiny kitchen of her even tinier cottage was a little dated and in need of redecorating, but it was as welcoming as any, and right now it was warm and cosy, while outside a hard frost glinted on the ground. The cottage stood on the outskirts of the northern town of Linnetford. A small path through a rose garden leading to its wisteria garlanded front door, and had once been the dwelling of the tollkeeper in the days when travellers had to pay to use that stretch of road. The road that ran alongside was now covered in tarmac rather than cobbles, and it was far quieter these days, as most people travelled through Linnetford and the surrounding Staffordshire countryside on the motorway or ring roads. In fact, it wasn't often the road outside Tollkeep Cottage was troubled by much traffic at all, and it was certainly never troubled by the tailbacks that plagued the nearby A Road. Kathy had been for a brisk walk early that morning, soaking up the views, marvelling at how much prettier their grimy old canal path looked with an azure sky above it. And every so often, she'd almost make some comment along those lines to her mum, but then she'd remember that her mum wasn't there, and the loneliness would threaten to overwhelm her again. But of course, it was silly anyway, because her mum's wheelchair wouldn't have made it along the towpath. They hadn't been walking that way for years, not since her mum had been confined to that chair. Still, she would have liked it. She turned back to the ingredients lined up on the worktop. "Nutmeg," she said with a sudden smile. "See, mum, I worked it out after all." And then her smile turned into a vague frown. She was talking to her mum as if she was here again, and that really had to stop. Spending her days talking to an empty house wasn't good for her. She needed to get out, make new friends, find new things to do with her time now that her duties as a carer were over. But what? She'd spent so long caring for her mum, she hardly remembered what sort of things she'd liked doing before. There was cooking, of course. They both liked cooking. They especially liked baking, and had often baked together, right from when Kathy had been a little girl barely old enough to reach the tabletop. She had stood on a chair, tongue poking from the corner of her mouth as she mixed the batter, her mum hovering close, soft brown eyes, the exact same shade as Kathy's own, watching every tiny wobble, ready to catch her if she fell. Kathy's arms would ache, and the batter would be lumpy, but her mum would put it into the oven for her anyway, and they'd eat the cake together, and Kathy's mum would pretend it was delicious. And then, one day, Kathy's practice paid off, and what she made started to become delicious, for real. She pushed herself up off the chair and returned to the worktop, reaching into a high cupboard to look for the nutmeg. "Come on, Kathy, snap out of this," she admonished herself. She knew her mum wouldn't want her moping around forever. And the truth was, Kathy was sick of moping, even though she didn't know how to stop. It had been 3 months since her mother's death, but it had been no shock, and she'd had plenty of time to prepare herself. Even so, it had still caught her off guard, still left her with a hole that she didn't know how to fill. She got herself a little job now on the flower stall of a local market, but it was only for a few hours a week, and it still left her alone a lot.